We are on Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis, starting Perek Amone Nizaynis. Zok the Mishneh Amone Nizaynis Minichse Yisaymem Maise Yodeo Shelohem. The Yisaymem Amachuyev to give Mizaynis to the Amone, and her Maise Yodayim belong to them. Ve'ein Chayovin Bikvuroso. And they're not chayev bikvuroso. Yersheho, yershek suboso, chayovim bikvuroso. Those who were yarsh in the ksube, so poshep shat is because she's an almone. So there's a chiyuv on the yershim to pay her a ksube. So now, that she wasn't goyve the ksube yet. Now that she died, so her yershim will be goyve the ksube from the yershe habal, and they're chayev bikfuroso. Let us see Rashi. Amon and Zaynis ein chayovim bikfuroso imeso shere yersheho goyven ksuboso mi yershe habal. Her Yershim are goyve the ksube from the Yershi Abal. Ba'aleihen lekoivro. So it's mutal on them to be mekabaho. Sherei baylo tachas ksuboso chaye bekvuroso. If she would have died b'chaye baylo, so the Baal is mechuyev bekvuroso because of the ksube. But achsho she'eino Yersho, but now that he is not yarshening her, v'kelt ha-yoshima yarshening her, he tikber atzmo. So she'll take care of her own kvura. It's a very unclear lotion. He tikber atzmo. The Aflo wants to say that could be Rashi is telling us a halacha as follows. He's telling us, for example, he says, what would be the din? Let's just go back to the husband. A husband is chayiv bikfuros. It's mutal on him to be mekabaha. Since he yashin the ksube, so it's mutal on him to be mekabaha. Let's say she died. No, so now let's say he is kakoi, so it's put on him to be mekabaha. Lidar gisa, he has balei chayves. The bal chayv kodu. So there's a chiyuv. There's two taivim now. The bal chayves come, you have kaka, you owe us money. Now, he's mechuyev to be mekabaha also, or another chiyuv. This chiyuv came later, she just died now. So he said, the halacha is, the Baal Chayv Kodem is a dinkdime. You have karka, so we have a dinkdime. What's going to be with her kvura? That's not our problem. And they would have a dinkdime to be goyve their chayv before the chayv of the ksube. Before the chayv of the kvura. Le'idach gisa, he wants to say, but what would be the nechosim that he yarshined from her. Let's say he yarshined from her the nechsei tzayim barzel. That goes over Birusha. These nechosim, since this is the nechosim that she's bringing, she's meirish to him, these nechosim, her kvura has a din kedime. Fakert, I'm meirish this for you, but my kvura has a din kedime. So the same way, that is what Rashi is saying, that her yoshim, that yashin her ksube, so she's moirish her ksube to her yoshim. So even though, let's say, the yoshim have bali chayvis on their nechosim, but legabi these nechosim, her kvura has a din kedime. He tigber atzma, that means here the meirish comes before the yerish. The tzolchei ha-meirish comes before the tzolchei ha-yerish. Iboyelu. Now the Gemara calls a shaila. Nizaynis tnan oy hanizaynis tnan. Nizaynis tnan ucha anshei golil. Bloisagi de lo yohi vilo. Amon in nizaynis. Every amon is nizaynis. I do ma hani zainistan ucha anshe Yehude vi ibou lo yovilo. Now let us see Rashi. Anshe golul hoyu kaisvim, the nusach and the exubis, they wrote as follows. At te yosve bebeisi, mitzine minichsai kol yemei megar amalusech bebeisi. Kol's man, you are living as an almone. That means you are not interested in getting married. And we had a Gemara before, Fakert, that the Gemara calls a Shaila, a Mekeret a Shidduch to her, and she didn't want a Shidduch. So the Gemara says, it matters. Why didn't she want? If she didn't like the Chosn, so that means she's interested in shidduchim, but that is not a good shidduch. So that means she's not interested, she's interested in getting married. If she wasn't maskim to the shidduch because she doesn't want to get married, she feels still makusha to her previous husband. She wants to continue living as an almone. So then she gets mezainis. That was the Tnai Mezainis. The Tnai Mezainis was Kol Yemei Meger Al Melusech. Kolzman, you are living as an almone. That means you're still Mekusha to me, so I'm Mechayiv myself to give you Mezainis. That is what was written in the Ksube by the Anshe Golo. Anshe Yehuda hayu kaisvim, at she yirtzu hayershim liten loch subosayach. They had a different nusach in the exubis. That means if she wants, she's not interested in getting married, so that's a bit of a geschäft. So this is a daily, weekly, yearly expense. Who knows how long this could last? They wrote a different nusach. They wrote that you'll get mezainis Kozman, the Yorshim don't give you the ksube. The Yorshim give you the ksube, no more mezainis. Atshi yirtzo Yorshim is the ksubo saich. Lepikach im rotzo Yorshim, noisne lo ksubo, so poitre noisne, then a guten tag, we don't owe you any more mezainis. Now, so we have here, there were different minhogim, how the nusach haksuba was written. So now our Mishneh, what is the Nusach in our Mishneh? Almone nizaynis minichse yisoymim. Avigayris an almone is nizin minichse yisoymim. That means Kozman, she's an almone. Kozman, she intends to remain an almone. She doesn't intend to get married. Is nizaynis minichse yisoymim. Or we geiris almone hanizaynis minichse yisaymim. An almone that is being now given mezainis for the yisaymim. That means that this could stop. This mezainis can stop. She'll still be an almone, but they'll stop giving her mezainis. But almone hanizaynis minichse yisaymim. It's maisiyah der shalom. Hani zaynis tnan. So Rashi says, Mochitoni, almona hani zaynis minichsi yisoy maise der shalahem, kozman shehem roitzim lo zayne, kozman they want to give him a zaynis. So, the maise yadel belongs to them. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Toshma, so the Gemara wants to be posted the shayla, Omar Rabbi Zeira Omar Shmuel Metzias Almona La'atzmo. That a Metzia of an Almona belongs to her. I Amrit Pishloima Hanizoynis Nan, if we were Geiris Hanizoynis, Shapir. So then it's very good why Shmuel says this halacha, that the metzia belongs to her. But if it's nizaynis, so the yesayme should be like the baal. Ma baal metzias isha lebailo, hachanami metzias isha leyorshe. Now, let us see Rashi, and we'll come back, then we'll see Tosfos Kashas on Rashi, then we'll come back to Rashi, to understand what the Raya is from Shmuel. I amret bishloime hani zaynis tna. If we're geiris hani zaynis, besosam lontane ka anshe Yehude. And the Tana is soisim like Anshel Yehuda, that Hani Zaynis. Shapir. So now we understand this memra of Shmuel. Shapir ikilu ukmi lohodi Shmuel, b'she'enen Zaynis. That means the Gemara is the vial did not understand why the Metzia should not belong to the Yoshim. Shmuel said the Metzia belongs to herself. So let's go backwards. If it says Nizaynis, so that means Almone Nizaynis Menichse Yisaymin, she gets Mezaynis, Umetziyosa La'atzmo. So the mother didn't understand this. Why should it be like this? They're giving Mezaynis, so they're B'mokim Abal. So just like when the Baal gave Mezaynis, so does it in Maisiyah. There belongs to the Baal. Mitziyosa belongs to the Baal. So the same thing should be when they're giving Mezaynis, when the Yisayim are giving Mezaynis, so also should be. The Mishnah says Maisiyah there belongs to the Baal. The Mitziyah should also belong to the Baal. So if we're Geiris Nizaynis, the Gemara didn't understand. Shmuel doesn't have a pshat. Yamre nizaynis tan nehevi kebal ma bal metzias isha labayla chanam metzias isha liyosha. But if we're goyres hanizaynis yamet b'shloimis hanizaynis tan v'sosem lontan ka'anshe Yehuda shape ikeluk milhode Shmuel b'sheina nizaynis. It's speaking about they gave her the ksuba ready, so Shmuel was saying, after the ksuba, the metzia belongs to her. Eloi amret nizaynisna, v'sosam lonkan shegolu, v'leka almona she'ina nizaynis, amai metziyosa la'atzma nehevi yorshim kebal. Now, before we explain Shitas Rashi, let us just look at Tosfos. Tosfos de Bamaslo Toshma, on Daf Tzadik Vov Medalet. But we'll look in the middle of Tosfos. Now, if you'll see Tosfos, it says Daf Nun Dalet. Now, Umashe Pirish HaKuntres. Umashe Pirish HaKuntres, I Amret Bishloime Hani Zaynis Tnan. If you say Hani Zaynis like Shmuel, Shapir. Then we understand Shmuel's memory, the Mekminen, Milsa de Shmuel, Bishaino Nizaynis. So Shmuel's saying, but when they stop giving Mezaynis, the Metzia belongs to her. Kosher. The I Bishaino Nizaynis, if it's speaking about that she's not getting Mezaynis, Bishaino Nizaynis, Pshita, so what is Shmuel telling us? That means they gave her the ksuba ready. They're finished with her. They're not giving her mezaynis anymore. So Shmuel's telling us, you know, the metzia belongs to her. No, shkayach. I mean, it's pashut. Let's skip over the second kasha. Ba'oit. The third kasha. Ba'oit. The chihechi, the isnan hanizaynis. So we'll say there's a chiddush of some sort. So we have to figure it out. But that's what Shmuel is telling us. After she stops getting mezaynis, mitziyos alatzma. So the Gemara is, but if it's Nezoinis, why isn't the Metzia to them? So Taisa says, V'oi d'chi heichad itna ha-Nezoinis, m'kmini l'milsa d'shmu, v'sheini Nezoinis. That means, according to Shmuel, it was good. Why was it good? Because Shmuel told us, after they stopped giving Mezoinis, Mitzios Alas. Well, what's the Chiddush? Okay, that was my first kasha. But that's what Shmuel is telling me. So, Chinami itan Nezoinis, so if you gave us Nezoinis, v'chan she'golu. But Sina Lameima, the Milsa de Shmuel, Mayri, Ba'oisa, Shatova, Ksubosa, Bebezna. It's also speaking about she was Tebe de Ksube, Oimacha, or she sold the Ksube, Shaina Nizaina, Shaisa Mitzios, Latzma, Filolan Shegolo. So Rashi, somehow, the Gemara is asking a kash. If she's getting Mizainis, so the Mitzia has to belong to the Yoshim. Fine. So that's schwer. So if the Mish is going according to the Anshe Golo, it's very schwer. But if it's going according to the Anshe Yehuda, it's good, because it's being much, she stopped getting Mezoinis. So they say it's too cautious. She stopped getting Mezoinis. So what's the Chiddush to Metzio Salatzmo? And if somehow you understand that, so say according to the Anshe Golo, so it's being much, she stopped getting Mezoinis. There's a beautiful teretz on Teisvus Kashi from the Shita Mekabetzes. I'd like to elaborate a little in what the Shita Mekabetzes says. The Shita Mekabetzes says as follows. We had mentioned before the Chi of Mezoinis, according to the Anshe Golo, the Chi of Mezoinis is the Mitzene Minichse Kol Yemei Meger Amalusech Bebeisi. Kol's man, you're an almone. Kol's man, you're an almone. You'll get mezainis. Mega almanuseich. So, let us just see for 1 second Daphne and Dalet. We had mentioned before this svora. I just would want to just see in the Venik and Daphne and Dalet. It's around four lines, or let's say two lines from when the lines are getting wide. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tavu Ali Nose. Someone approached her to marry him. V'nispaisa. And she agreed. She's up to getting married. Ein lo mezoinis. But if she disagreed, yesh lo mezoinis. Amar Rav Ona ledidim afosh leminei d'bashmu. Omra machmas pleini ba'ali. If she says, I'm not marrying you because, what do you mean I should get married now? I'm an omon of my husband. I don't want to get married. That's kvoid ba'ali, I shouldn't get married. Is yesh lo mezoinis. Machmas ne'odim she'ne megonilo. She says, I'm not interested in getting married. It's not a pasuk yeshidach. So pshat is she's interested in getting married. Ein lo mezoinis. Let us just see. Yeah, so... Okay. That's his Gemara. So the Gemara, you see, if the Kove is Machmas Bailo, that's called, the Rashi had said, Yimei Mega Almalusech. That's called, she's still an Almona. She's up to getting married, she's always Almona. Now, one more Yisot. If she Monza Ksube, this is equivalent like she's up to getting married. And I think the reason is, she mourns the ksuba, she sells the ksuba, because perhaps we could say this, maybe there's another reason, but perhaps we could say this also. Bemison, Teisvis, and Baflametesimut Beis asks Akasha. The Gemara says, what is the reason of ksuba? It shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be easy for him to get rid of her. So they made a chiyuv ksubin. So Tosis asks a very pertinent question. So why does Almana get a ksubin? What reason does Almana? If that's the whole reason, shlei tekala be'ena v'lo itzio. So why does Almana get a ksubin? There's no reason. So Tosis seems to say it's a loy plug. They said already, when the ishus terminates, you give a ksubah. So the ika takana was by a grusha that it shouldn't terminate so quickly. But now already, that was the gedda when the ishus terminates, so she gets a ksubah. So Almana also should get a ksubah. But it's to me the grusha. Just like a grusha gets a ksubah when the ishus terminates, so an almona, when the ishus will terminate, then she gets a ksuba. So pshat is like this. Kozman, she's still almona. She's not interested in getting married. She's still mekusha to her husband. So the ishus didn't terminate, so there's no ksuba. He gives him his zainis, okay? She's an almona, kol yimei mega amalusa, I'll give you a zainis, okay? It's kilu, the marriage is still in existence. Bezeranpin. So Memele, so he's giving Mizainis. She's not interested in getting married. If she's up to morning Gaksube, she's up to getting married. So that's called the Ishus terminated. Then there's a new story. So then Ice Mizainis. Achiev Mizainis is only by an Amona. Now, this is according to the Anshe Golo. Now let's talk 1 minute by the Anshe Yehuda. According to the Anshe Yehuda, you have a woman that's not interested in getting married. She wants to remain an almona, and the Yisaimim come and tell her, here's the Ksuba Rebetzin Aguten Tov. Now, what is Pshat over here? After they gave her the Ksuba, is she still an almona or not an almona? Mitzido, she's still an almona. She's not interested in getting married, but they made a dreidel. As long as they give you the Ksuba, don't have to give you Mazainis. She's an almona that doesn't get mezainis. That's according, that means if you give a ksuba, the answer you did, he gave a ksuba, so you have a chetimtza of almona that's not getting mezainis. By the Anshe Golo, if a ksuba was given, she asked for a ksuba, she wants a ksuba, so she's a almona now. Now, she's starting, she's going on a new path, she's a Salmona. That is the difference between the Anshe Yehuda and Anshe Golo. Now, so let us see Rashi again. I amret bishloime hani zoynes tnan. Besosam lontane kanshe Yehuda, shape ike lukmi lohode shmu, bishayne nizoyne. So shmu, now we have to understand one thing. Metzias Almone la'atzmo. So, who is Shmuel speaking about? An almone. He's speaking about an almone. Almone is a woman that's not interested in getting married. She's still Makusha Labayla. So, according to the Anshe Yehuda, we understand what he's saying. That means, Metzias almone la'atzmo means as follows. She's interested in remaining an almona. They gave her the ksuba, so now she can't get mezainis from them, but she's still an almona. So I would think, if she's still an almona, so, good, the mezainis and maisi are there, that already became botel already, fine. But metziyosa, which is also a niyug, that a woman is mechayev, Kozman, she's married. Maybe this nig still continues. That means she's still an almona. Metzias almona, just like Metzias isha labayla, I would think Metzias almona labayla. There'd be a mokim to think that. Maisha yodeh or not? No maisha yodeh. Tachas mezayin isel. There's no mezayin. There's no maisha yodeh. But Metzia is another factor which is existent by Bain Isha Lebaila, So if she's still an Amona, I would think this factor continues after she got the Ksuba. She's still an Amona. So Shmuel said no. Shmuel said no, that just like Maisa Yodeo ends after she gets the Ksuba, Mitziyosa also ends. So he's telling us a Chiddush. Said, I understand Pshat and Shmuel. But if Shmuel is speaking according to the Anshei Golu, so how could you have a Metzias Almona La'atzma? If they gave her the Ksuba like Taisvis asked, so that we said before is the Teretz of the first Kash of Taisvis. Taisvis asked, what's the Chiddush that after they gave her the Ksuba Metzias La'atzma? So she says it is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that even though she's still an Almona, but the Din Metzias also becomes bottle after she gets the Ksuba. But according to Anshei, but if Shmuel is speaking according to the Anshei Golu, it is only considered a Metzias Almona before she got the Ksuba. After she got the Ksuba, that's not called Metzias Almona. Before she got the Ksuba, so it means the issues is still functioning. They're giving Hamazinus and then Hamaisa Yodel belongs to them. So why shouldn't the Metzia belong to them? Why the Metzia not? That's the Gemara's Kashi. That's how the Sheet of Amphas Rashi. Eli Amrit Nizainis Nam, Visosam Lonkan Shegolo, Vileka Almone Sheinan is, there's no Almone that's not Nizainis. That means if she's an Almone, she gets Nizainis. The Anshe Yehuda can have such a Musik, she's an Almone and she doesn't get Nizainis. But the Anshe Golo, there's no such thing. Vileka Almone Sheinan Nizainis. Am I Mitziyosa Latzma? So why should the Mitziya belong to her? Nehevu Yoshim Kibal. The Yoshim should be in the place of the Baal. That means the way of life is continuing. Lachem Mises Bailo. The Yoshim are giving Mizainis. She's giving them Mitziya. So why don't they get the Mitziya also? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you that it says in the Mishnah Nizaynis, and Shmuel is speaking according to Anshe Golu. Time am I Omer Rabbona Metzis Isha Labaylo, Loitehebe Loeva. The purpose that the Rabbonon said that Metzis Labaylo is Loitehebe Loeva. Hani Tehebe Loeva, let there be Eva, Segeit Manishta. Now, I'd like to give a shtikel akdome, and then we'll see Rashi. There is a Rashi. Before we see our Rashi, I'd like to look 1 minute in a Rashi, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And Dach Sechmer, from that Rashi, will be able to appreciate a whole Rashi. The Gemara, the Rashi, the Bramaschel, Ma Metziyosa. Now, this Rashi, the Gemara is clearing such a Shaila, and then we'll see what Rashi is telling us. The Gemara is clearing a Shaila, the din is Metziyas Habas Lo'avio. Now, the Gemara clears a Shaila, what is the din when the father died, and the Yisaimim are giving him a Zainis? Does the Metzia belong to the Yisaimim, yes or no? So let us see what Sarashi, Ma Metziyosa, the Metziyosa Pshitalon de la Atzma. Sarashi says, by the Yisaimim, the Metzia Zicha belongs to her. Da filu bechaye ha'ov, leizochi ben ov, elim kein smucha o shulchone, kedemrine bebob Metzia, umishim eva. The whole reason that the Metzias Habas belongs to the father is Dafke, if the father is supporting her with Mezainis, so she gives the Metzia Alts Eivet. what? The kivin, the einoi chayev b'mzoinoi sel b'chayev. Since he's not mechuyev to give a mzoinis. Kedis nam b'pirken ovei nechayev b'mzoinis b'itoi. V'yamret mitziyosa le'atzmos. If you say mitziyosa le'atzmos, so le'yoyv lo mzoinis. I'm a fine person. I don't have to give you mzoinis. I'm very generous. I'm giving you mzoinis. Now you found the mitziyah and, you don't share it with me, you don't give it to me, fine. You taught me a lesson, so I won't, you're not mechuyev to give it to me, I'm not mechuyev to give you mezainis also. Din yikevesaho. So therefore, Chazal wanted to avoid such a situation, so Chazal said, tell the boss, give the mitziyah to your father, and there won't be friction, and you'll get mezainis from me. That what a bas is nizaynis minichsei achim, that everybody is a takone. That means that that's at naik sube, that the bon is nizaynis. So memele, so why should the mitziah belong to them? The whole reason that the mitziah belongs to the av is to ensure that you'll get mezainis, since the whole mezainis he's giving midaita de nafshei. So that is davke, if he doesn't have to give mezainis. So we have to make sure that there's no friction. But by the bas, by the bonim, by the yisaimim, what's the problem? Your friction, nit friction. The mechuyevs give mezainis. If the mechuyevs give mezainis, we have nothing to be afraid of. There'll be friction. Let there be friction. She'll get on mezainis. There's nothing but to worry about. That's Hakdoma Aleph. Hakdoma Beis. The Gemara says that Mitzias Aisha Lebailo is also Altseivo. Now, let's understand this for 1 minute. What's Shat Mitzis Isha Labaila Zaltzei? By Labaila, we don't have this problem, because the Chazalwa Masakin Mazainis, I said that Tachas Mazainis Sel. That means the Iker is Mazainis. He owes her Mazainis. If there'll be Ava, she still gets Mazainis. So what is Pshat over here? Mitzias ha'isha lebailo mishum eva. What is the fear over here? So l'chayra over here, the fear is there won't be shalom bayis. That's very important. It's important there should be shalom bayis in the house. That means a bas with the father, that's not a criteria. So there'll be a raibanish. So there'll be a raibanish. That the ktote that might occur between a bas and a father, or a bas and the yisaimim, Chazal were not. If there'll be faltik. That was not a criteria to be mechayev that she should give the mitzvah in order to prevent this. But sholem ben ish le ishta is a merdik zach. Kodol ha-sholem sha-kodesh boch hu was boichik shmoy bishvil ha-sholem. Sholem ben ish le ishta is a very choshev inyim. So me mele there by an ish le bailo, Chazal wanted that to make sure that there's sholem. And realizing if she'll keep her metziah, this might in some way deviate the sholem. So they said, Rebbetzin, you give the metziah to your husband, there should be sholem. Godol ha-sholem. That's metziah's isha labailo mishum eivo. Now, let me mention one more thing. The Gemara says, tiknu maise yodeho tachas mezoine seho. Mishum Eva. Now what does that mean? That also means Lucheira the same thing. Tikno Maisa Yadeh Tachs Lenisem Mishum Eva means that really he owes her Mazainis. Now he owes her Mazainis. Now he can't raise a chais from the Mazainis. But if she won't work for him, there'll be Eivet. And what'll be if there's Eivet? Says, no Shalom Bayis. So they wanted Tiknu Maise Yodeo Tachas Mizoine Seho Mishum Eivet. So we have now three inyonim of Eivet. There's an Eiva that we want to ensure that she'll get Mizainis. That Eiva only applies Bein Bas La'avio. That's to ensure that she'll get Mizainis. There is an Eiva that we want there should be Shalom Take. That's Mitziyoso Labailo Mishum Eiva. Then there's a takone tiknu maisi yodeo tachas mezoineisel. That means he's giving mezoines, and she has to, because of that, because of the mezoines, tachas mezoineisel, need maisi yodeo. There's also a reason of Eivet. Now let us appreciate the problem we're going to have. The Gemara asked Akasha, as follows. The Gemara asked that if, according to the Anshe Golu, so if you're speaking about an Amona, she's getting Mizainis. So things are the same like they were by the father. She's getting Mizainis. Maisi Yodel is theirs, just like by the father. Maisi Yodel Tachas Mizainis Mishameva. Right? So, Maishida belongs to the assignment, the same. And all of a sudden, by Metziah, no, the Metziah belongs to her. So this is difficult to understand. That was the Gemara's Kash, according to the Anshe Golu. If Shmuel is speaking according to the Anshe Golu, so how did we split the hair? Maishida Deo Yo and Metziah Sonat. Now, that's the Chmir Rashi, is Nevi Yoshim Kebal. Am I Mitziyosa Latzmo? Nevi Yoshim Kebal. So the Gemara answered, Tevaluhu Eva. It doesn't matter if there's Eva. So now Rashi is going to take care of 3 points here. What are we afraid of? The Alkocham Zonim Oiso. The Yisaimim that give Mizoinis Talmone is not like a Bas Vavio. The alkol comes on the moisam. So that eve of not getting mezoines, stamazeinish tobus tzaret. But there's another eve. There's an eve of shalom bayis. No, the eve of shalom bayis, that's by a husband and a wife. It's getman ishtom by an almone and the yisaimim. So now Rashi, so that's a tell that heavy Eva Eva. Samazai Eva is only a din shalom bayis by a husband and a wife, not by Amon and Yisaimen. So now Rashi Ramer de Kikasha. Fine. So why is Maisi Yodel this? That was Rashi's Kash. So Rashi says like this. Avo Maisi Yodel Shetikna Labailo Tachas Mezoines Havali Yoshim. So Dach's Merashi means to say as follows. There was a takone, Maisi Yodel Tachas Mezoines. That was a takone. He's giving Mezoines, because of that she gives Maisi Yodel. What was the reason for the takone? Able. But now there was a takone, Maisi Yodel Tachas Mezoines. So this anhugger remains by the Yisaimim also. Even though the reason of the takana was because of Eva, but since already there was a seder, Maisi Yodel Tachas Mezoines, so now she's getting Mezoines, so there's a Tachas Mezoines, a Maisi Yodel Tachas Mezoines. But Maisi Yodel Shetiknu Labailo Tachas Mezoines, that was the seder. Havul Yoshim, this remains. Even though the reason why they made it was because of Eva, but there was already a takon of Maisi Yodel Tachas Mezoines. Mitziyosa is not Tachas anything. Mitziyosa is only to prevent Eva. By the Yoshim Tebe Eva Ve'eva. Dach Sechmir, that is what Rashi is saying over here. So Rashi went through Dachsme Rashi in these few words saying a mouthful, but Dachsme that is Pshat and Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Almon and Zaynis Minichse Yisaimim Maise Yodeo Shalem Garsinon Beloivo. That's what it means. The Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Amon and Zaynis, they must give him a Zaynis. Maise Yodeo Shalahem. There's no Baba Chibo. The Igar Sinan Umaise Yodeo Shalem Bebob. Heichi mi boile bigmore in zoinistnam, i hane zoinistnam, al kochoch ni zoinistan, mi dektoni umaisi yodeo shalehem. Now, that's the mere Tosfos means to say as follows. And we'll see Tosfos later, I think we'll appreciate this Tosfos, we'll just know one more yediya from Tosfos later. Tosfos later says, that the Mishnah, according, if the Mishnah is going according to the Anshei Yehudah, the Mishnah is coming to tell us a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Maisi Yodeh Shalem. That means like this, that even though they're really not Mechuyev to give her Mezainis, that means if any day they want to give her Ksubeh, in the Poitrenois, the way Rashi says, so this is not a true Chiyuv Mezainis. Afal Pikein, Maisi Adair Shalem. And Taisus will explain the Sugi was Mesupik. Is this true? Is this Adava Muskim? But Al Koponim, this is a Chiddush according to the Anshe Yehuda. That even though they're not giving her true mezainis, almone hani zainis minichse yisaimim, afalpikein, it's only a hani zainis, it's not nizainis, it's not, afalpikein, maisi yodeo shalem. So the chiddush is that a hani zainis, also maisi yodeo shalem. The vav doesn't make sense. Now, that's the whole Chiddush. The Chiddush is coming to tell us that even though it's Hani Zaynis, even though they're giving her skimpy Mezainis, I would think that's not called Mezainis. No, Maisi Yadeh Shalem. The Vav Achiba doesn't make sense. If you learn Almone Nizainis, so that means Almone gets Mezainis, Maisi Yadeh Shalem. So it's just telling us the same Seder that was by the Baal, that when it's Nizainis, it's the same thing. Mabona Nizainis, Maisidah, Mishallah. Then the Bob makes sense. The Ein Chayovim Bikforos. So we hear in the Mishnah that the Yoshei HaBaal Anam Mechuyev Anaklovim Taime Pshite. The Baal Gufei Loi Mechayev B'Kvurosa Heiched Loi Yoris Ksubosa. The Kaimulon Kvurosa Tachas Ksubosa. When the Iker Takona of Kvure, the Rung Mesakin Kvurosa Tachas Ksubosa. She dies, he yashens the Ksube. So Memele, so is Mechuyev Kvura because of that. So Fashteitzer, if the Yoshim don't Yashin the Ksube, because Fakel, the father died first, and she's gonna get a Ksube, so Fashteitzer, Ein Chayovim Bikforos, they can't be better than the father. And the whole reason the father's Chayiv Bikvure is because he Yashins the Ksube. So if they're not Yashining the Ksube, they're paying the Ksube, so Fashteitzer. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Oh, that's pshat. That the Chiyuv Kvura is because Yashin the Ksube. You learned a Gemara that said that. Very good. But there's no Mishnah that said it. Peket, here the Mishnah is telling us this Yesod. That the Chiyuv Kvure comes because of the Chiyuv Ksube, because he yashes the Ksube. So the Yashim, who don't yash in the Ksube, so maybe they're not Chayiv Kvure. Miyu Taima. Odelektonim en chayovim birpikune. So Taisvah says, so why doesn't it say that they're not chayev birpikune? Now the Mashal explains Taisvah's kasha as follows. The Gemara says that pirkuno tachas peiroseo. He's mechuyev to be poidov, shall become a shvuya because he's eating nichsei muluk. Now, there's no Mishnah that says this. The same place that says kvurosa tachas kibosa says pirkuno tachas peiroseo. So Taisvah is asking a merdeke kasha. So if our Mishnah is now being megala us pshat and all the takonis, so let it just say, so if I can't, that was the Natchai Bekvure, from here I hear, because, because Kvurosa, Tachas Kvurbos, Pakel. The first Halach is also telling us, Maisiyadeh Shalahem, Maisiyadeh, Tachas Mizayneh, he's telling us now, this, the Tana of the Mishnah is telling us the Takonis and the reasons for all the Takonis. So Mamela, he should have been nice enough to tell us that they're not chayiv b'pikuna, and I'll figure out, because the whole reason of pikuna is because of peiros, and the peiros doesn't belong to them. That is pshat and Taisvah's kasha. So why didn't it say this? You're telling me the Gedorim. Rabbi Kevega wants to say on Taisvah's kasha, it could be pikuna here is golposhet. Because it says in the Ksube that I'll be paid to you by Svinach Lila into, and I'll take you back for a wife. That is Pshat, I'll be paid and take you back for a wife. That's it, there's a whole shah on the Gemara, if he's a Kohen Gadol, if he's a Kohen, and it shall be also Tim, if there's Bechalachi Yepikunah, because the Tnai Ksube is, I'll take you back for a wife. So Mevela Tainet Rabbi Kevega, and Rabbi Kevega, he don't have to tell us that they're potter from Pikuna. There's no wife anymore. The husband's dead. That's how Rabbi Kevega wants to emphasize his cash. Okay. So Lechaire now, Taisvah fell off of this teretz. That means if you're telling me that the Mishnah is coming to tell us the takonis and the reasons for the takonis, Memele will be able to figure out by Yisayimim that the reasons are not applicable. So Memele, they don't apply. So tell me Pikunos. That was Taisus Kash. So now Taisus says, no, let's forget about that Teretz. I'll go back to my Kasha. That, why does they have to tell me that they're potter from Kvur, it's posh? So Taisus says, you're right, it's posh. If Kvorosa Tachas Ksubosa, they don't get the Ksub, it's posh. I said, why is he telling me? The Imishim the Boyle Misne Yershe Ksubosa Chayav Bikvorosa. Now that's what he wants to tell us. That's what he tells us that they're potter. He wants to tell us that the Yershe Ksubosa Achayav. He started off this way. They're potter and the Yershe Machayav. Their potter is posh. The states of their potter. Because they're not getting the Ksub. The Ikir is Yershe Ksubosa Achayav Bikvorosa. Konami pshita, elami yikiberenach, man. That's positive. They asked him the ksuba. So who else should be mekaba? I don't need a mishnah for this. That's Taisus kasha. That means, they're the ones that are yashening, so, fashteitzach, they have to be mekaba. So just like the reishit that the yershe abala potter is positive, is the same as also positive, that the yershe isha achai. So you can't say he said it because of the Sefer, because the Sefer is also Parshat. That's Taisus Kash. V'chiteime, so Taisus says, oh, I'll tell you Nilu Yishayva. B'yivoma osa lashmina. Yoshik subosa chayobik forosa is not speaking the way Rashi said. Yoshik subosa is speaking about a yivoma lashuk. The Gemara said before, a yivoma lashuk is two yoshim. That means if a Yavam Lushuk died, the Yavam Yarshan's the Ksube, and Yosheho Yarshan the Nichsei Muluk. So, we have a very interesting case over here, that Be'emison, you have two sets of Yoshim who are getting her money. Her Yoshim are getting the Nichsei Muluk. The Yavam is getting the Ksube. Now we can clarify who's the one that's going to pay for the kvura. So the Mishnah is telling us, Yosheho, right, when there's Yosheh, when there's two Yoshim, Yoshek Suboso Chayovim Bikvos, the Yovim is Chayovim Bikvos. The one makes this deal. So Taisus wants to say that that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. That means like this. Taisus will ask the Kasha to tell me that the Yoshim are Potter, that I know, they're not Yashnik Suba. The Yosha Balazicha Potter. It's coming to tell us if she's Hashem Meres Yovom and there's two Yoshim, and one is getting the Nichsem Eluk, and one is getting the Ksube, so the Yoshik Subosach Hayom Bikporosom. So then the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush, I chapped on the Reish because of the Seif.
That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Gemara says this pshat in our Mishnah, but the Gemara builds it from a diyik midiktoni yersheho yershek subosa eiz almonish yesh lo shnei yoshim. So the Gemara's medayik from the Mishnah that the Mishnah said yersheho yershek subosa that there's two yoshim and the one that yash is the ksuba. Why do you have to go to Yukim? Or else the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Everything is poshut. It's poshut that the Yoshia Bala Potan, it's poshut that her Yoshim Achayv, so Koch, the Mishnah has to be speaking about Hashem Eres Yavo. So why do you have to go with the Yukim? Vyeshloima, the Itzach Lashminon, so Taisi says, I'm Moira the Kipshad over here. We're going back to the first kasha. What is the chiddush that the yosheho ve'ein chayovim bikforos? What is the chiddush of bikforos? That's poshut because they're not getting the ksuba. They're not better than the baal. It's a lashmina nafuloich edalei shakla moni ksuba. It's speaking about such a case. It's speaking about that the Amone would not be getting a ksubik, going to leke elemental talim. Einon chayov in bikfuros, so lafo gav da hashtabiki yershik subos, a kibin shayne goiva oiso mehem. The Tertaisis amore de kechidish. The chidish is elemaisa the father left over metal talim. So the ksuba, which should have been paid to her, will never be paid to her, because I'm told to the yasmila mishtabdi lebalchoi. So who lemaise is yashening the ksuba? They're yashening the ksuba. Shtei toch the mishnah moira di kechidish, that they're potter to give the ksuba. So how do we go further? Yersheh yershek subosa chayam bekforos. Who is this? This is her Yoshim. Now what kind of Yoshik Subosa is this? They're not getting anything. These are getting the money and these are Yoshik Subosa. So the Marsha says that means they're entitled to get, if they'd be Kake, they'd be entitled to get the Ksuba. We're not entitled to get the Ksuba. That means the Yoshi Abal are not entitled to get the Ksuba. God, there was a technicality over here that they're not paying the Ksuba. But in Yisai, the Yoshi Abal are not entitled to get the ksuba, now because of a technicality they're not paying this ksuba. The Yoshei Ha'isha are entitled to get the ksuba. The kvure is totally who's entitled to get the ksuba, not who be poyel is getting the ksuba. That is, so the Mishnah is telling us, Amu'im teke chedish. Now, Mamneimol ha'chedish. That the one who is entitled to receive a ksuba, that one gets the ksuba. Now, the Gemara era sofik, how are we goyres? Nizaynis, ha nizaynis. So, what is the shaila? So, Taisa says like this, Hola mi boy loy hechi sosam tana demas nisim. L'nyin hilchis sikaman. The shaila is not, we hear here a stam mishneh, the shaila is not who was Rabbi Soisim like. So I should know, do we paskin like the Anshe Golo, do I paskin like the Anshe Yehuda? Because this shaila, how we paskin, the Ashkin plukta the Rav Shmuel Bohol the El Shalinar. This shaila is a machlokes Rav Shmuel. So that means, we have a machlokes Rav Paskens like Tanshi Yehuda, Shmuel Paskens like Tanshi Gol. This is enough in the Gemara before Dafn and Dalad and Dalad. So, if the Gemara is clearing a shaila, we have a, who we paskin like, we have a star Mishnah, so this shaila doesn't belong over here. In that machloikis, so between Rav and Shmuel, I'm bringing the name is Tomekidah. I mean, over here, Stamus out of the clear blue sky, Hanizoinis, Nizoinis, and not bringing down the machloikis, how we paskin, some of that is not the shaila. Boy, this kasha number two. Hey, he poshet bosa hochi mid the Shmuel. So the Gemara is poshet from Shmuel. Hani zoinis. That's Anshe Yehuda. Ho Shmuel posik lo kanshe gol. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. If the shaila is, do we pass like Anshe Yehuda, Anshe gol, and somehow we see from Shmuel, we pass like Anshe Yehuda, Shmuel himself passes like Anshe gol. Hello, nira liyachi pirushi. Nizoinis nan uchan shegolo. Shehi nizoinis al kochan shal yusaimen. Vehilkach maise yodeo shalahen. The shaila was, does it say nizoinis? Does the mission say nizoinis in dafke according to the anshegolo? Because they're giving mizaynis. Avol Anshe Yehuda shemidatom nizaynis. But Anshe Yehuda is not pshat, is not al kolchon. It's midaitom. They're giving it if they want to give it. They give it. Gechaylum lasalko. So that's not called mizaynis. Ein maisi yeder shalem. Ani zaynis nanach Anshe Yehuda dafilol Anshe Yehuda di boy lo yovilo. Pelochi maisi yeder shalem. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila as follows. Bekitzer nimrutz shaila, according to the Anshe Yehud, does the Maisi Yadayim belong to them? Yes or no? That's the shaila of the Gemara. And we can figure this out if it says in the Mishnah, Hani Zaynis. That's our shaila. We paskin, that's a different shaila. That was the whole shaila. Now we'll try to figure out how we approach this from Shmuel. Toshma Adom Rab Zera Meshmul Amone Metziyosa La'atzmo Yamad Bishloima Hani Zaynis Tnan Shapir. Now, Shapir Komo Shmul Metziyosa La'atzmo, if we were Geiris Hani Zaynis Afilu Bisho Shehin Zaynis Hoyol Vehen Yecheilon L'salko Lehavu Kebal. That means like this. If Shmuel learned was Geiris Hanizainis, so the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that even though, according to the Anshe Yehuda, the Mizainis that they're giving her is a fluky Mizainis, Afal Pikein, Mais Yodeh Shalem. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So Shmuel came and said, but Rabbeisai, Mitziyosa, that's it. Maisiyadeo they gave for a fluky mezainis, but mitziyosa no mitziyosa shzicha won't get a fluky mezainis. Mitziyosa they should also get, doesn't it? Elo yamrit nizainis nan. But if you say Shmuel was geiris nizainis v'chaanshe golu avula anshe yehude maisiyadeo last, but if you tell me nizainis nan. So we'll be poishit that the only, when do we say Mais Yodeos Shalem? Only if you hold like the Anshe Gol. According to the Anshe Yehuda, there's no chiyuv, Mais Yodeo. Imkain. Hodekom Ashmul al monem et siyosel atzmo, al kol chacho. So who is he saying this? Anshe Gol who did say. He's saying mitziyosa la'atzmo. See, akoch he's going to the Anshe Golo. Yitzchak le'lashminin. He's telling us that he's coming to tell us that even though ma'ase yodeho la'atzmo, but even though ma'ase yodeho le'yisoyimim, but mitziyosa la'atzmo. The Lanche Golo Disach Leila Shmina. The Lanche Yehuda, if he wants to tell us, according to Anshe Yehuda, since it's a fluky mezaynis, so mitzios alatzma lishmin and maisiyah delatzma v'choske mitzios. That means like this. The Gemara is saying like this. If Shmuz is telling us, according to the Anshe Golul, that by a fluky chi of mezoinis, we split the hair and we say, no, maisiyah deo, yes, mitziyosa, not. So here, he's saying, the Mishnah said a chidish, maisiyah deo, yes, and then, but Shmuz says, but mitziyosa, not. So then, I understand Shmuel. That's if he's going according to the Anshe Yud. But if he was nizainis now, so what is he saying? According to the Anshe Golu, there's a geher gechi of mizainis. So therefore, everything should be the same like it was by the Baal. Just like Maisiyah does this, Mitziyosu should also be this. If he means to say, according to the Anshe Yehuda, that since it's a fluky mizainis, there's no chiyah. So why are you only talking about Mitziyosu? Speak about Maisiyah there. The kim de la Anshe Golu koma. So if he's talking about the Anshe Golo, which is, there's a Geher Gechi of Mezoinis. So Memela, why is the Mitziyos Alatzmo? Boledidu, it should be this, the Inukibal, they're doing the same what the Baal is doing. They have to give him Mezoinis. They have to give him Mezoinis. So this is a Geher Gechi of Mezoinis. So therefore, there should be Mitziyos also for that. The almone, what Shmuel is speaking about, he's not telling us halachas. He's telling us the almone that it says in this Mishnah, Mitzios alatzma. The lav mishum de belav hochi loy poshet shapel dan izoinis nakamoy shechachti. Not only because he has to be going on the Mishnah, or else he can't be wickling pshat in the Mishnah. So Koch is going on the Mishnah. Da Koch alibedan sheyude koma Shmuel v'dav kemitziyoso. Avo maise yodeo li yisaimin. Yeah. Not because of this do you have to say this. So the Ben Tam says, without this cheshbon, there's a portion to cheshbon. Shmuel Zich has to be going on the Mishnah because Shmuel Halalocha holds that, like the Anshe Golu. So Dawdi says, Almone, the most he's going to quote the Anshe Yud, the Ben Yisem Shan, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Anshe Yehuda, and according to Anshe Yehuda, even though for fluky mizoinis, you still give Maisi Yadah, but Mitzios Alatzma. Now let's just go over quickly, Umar Shapir Shakuntras, Yamad Bishloi Mahani Zoinis Nam, Shap, the Bekmini Milsa, the Shmu, Bishain in the Zoinis, Kosh, the Bishain in the Zoinis Pshita. For Oi, Lema, if it's speaking about Ein in the Zaynis, Lema Maisi Yodel La'atzma. Let him tell us Ein in the Zaynis. If he's telling us the Chiddush, after she gets the Ksuba, that Mitziyos is La'atzma, let him tell us Maisi Yodel La'atzma. V'choshke Mitziyosa, Tave Ka'adofa Shedei Etchak, Edemini Lel Boresh Mitziyos Isha. Let him tell us that Maisi Yodeho, Mitziyos is like Hadofa Ideatchak, that means it's a Yisrein Maisi Yodel. So tell me that Maisi Yodel is La'atzma after she gets the Ksube. And Koshke Mitziyos. Oy, the Chiechid Itnan HaNizoynis, Mekmina Lemilsa Lishmur, V'Shein HaNizoynis, Kigoyin, שנוסנו לו היוש עם כסובוסו, חנם יתנן נזיינס, אנשי גולו, מוצאים לו מימה, מילס דשמו מאירי באויסו, שאתה וכסובוסו בבזן, אי מוחו, שאין אין נזיינס, שאיס מציוס לעצמו אפילו לאנשי גול. This is the Isus Kasha we mentioned before, the terrors of the Shita Mekabetsus. זוכת גמור הביתה. אומר רבי יסי בחנינה, כל מלוכס שאישה אויסו לבילו, Almona Oiseliosh. Now, the Mishnah says, Maisi Yodel, there's a certain amount of work she has to do. So now, Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina says, not only is the work that she has to work, but tzemer, etc., there's other melachis that Anisha she has to do for her husband, techenes, va'oifim. So this she has to do for the yisaimim also. Kol melachis isha oisa lebaila, almana oisa leyosh. Chutz mimzigas hakois, vatzos amita, vachotzas ponov, yodo veraglo. Zogt Rashi, Chutz, kol melachis ashnis pekafopi, techenes, va'oife, chutz mimzigas hakois, Shein Melochis Amikarves Chibe Behergul Dovuk, and I'm reading Ami Ba Mesech the Shein Nida Ois Ois and Labailo. It's the certain Melochis which Chazal were Mesakin because of Chibe. So these Melochis are not applicable when she's a Nida, and it's also not applicable for the Yoshim. Oma Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Kol Melochis Sheheved Ois Elarabai, Talmud oisa l'rabbi. Chutz mi'atores minol. But to be matter, to open up the shoes, that a Talmud does not do. Omar Rove, lo yamor el b'mokin she'ein makirin oisa. The people don't know he's a Talmud. So since atores minol is a maisa avdus, so people might see him opening shoes, so they'll think he's a pogrom, he's an eved knani. So then he shouldn't do this. That means he wants to do a mitzvah to be mishamish the Rebbe, but the Yidach Kisa is getting into a blotter by people will think he's an Eved Knani. So that he shouldn't do. But the people know that they know him, who he is. He's Laslan Bo. So let him open up the shoes also. Let him, because there's no problem. Omar Rav Ashi. If he's not wearing tefillin, avol monach tefillin less lambo. If he's wearing tefillin, so we'll see. Normally, an eved doesn't wear tefillin. So if he's wearing tefillin, so we'll see. So people understand he's not an eved. So then, even a makiran you say, but the tefillin are made that. He's a yid, and this mele is permitted to do this. Zogt Rashi, chutz mi'atoras minu, sheroya oima evet knanihu. The roya that sees him doing it, he'll say he's an evet knani, so begoyrim apgam mishpoch. Bodach tfilin leslabo, shein derech avodim lo niyach tfilin. That means Rashi says an Eved could also like tefillin, and it says Shazman Grom, if he wants, he can like tefillin. But it's not the derech. So if a people will observe him, that he's wearing tefillin, and he's being mater aminol, so they'll declare, is he an Eved, or is he a Talmud? So the tefillin, I'll be telling him, he's a Talmud, because normally Avodim don't wear tefillin, so I won't be told that he's an Eved, even though it's a Maisa of this, but the tefillin shows Nezer Alakov HaRoshoy that he's not an Eved. Let us see Taisus. Avamonach tefillin leslambo, afal gavda b'shili ishish in his alma lo tanya, oishinir tefillin b'pnei rabbi lo yotza lecheres. The Mora says if an Eved puts on tefillin, Bifnei Rabbi, this is not a raya that the Odin was Meshacherim. Even though an Eved is part of Tfilin, because it could be put on Tfilin. An Eved could also put on Tfilin. Bikomakim eini rogel lohaniach kol sho. But, it seems that he's wearing it the whole day, I think that's what Taisus means. Eved, sometimes he puts on Tfilin, but. This is only a yid, so mistomes, I'm toiler, if he's wearing it, Kodosha seems to be saying, different than Rashi, he's wearing it kol shor, so that's a ray, he's a yid, so then, there won't be a pekama mavdus. I'd like just to be messiahim with a shtikel ha'ore, l'chayre, he's wearing tefillin, taking off the shoes of the Rebbe. So at first it hit me, l'chayre, to wear tefillin and take off shoes, you have to be reichetz yodov when you take off the shoes. How can you do this when you wear tefillin? Achsimah, they say over from the Baditchever, they once saw a Yid, he was wearing tefillin and was greasing the axle of his wagon. He says, the Rabbi Nishlam, look at your Yid, and I feel when they greased the axle, they're still wearing tefillin. About Kaponim, that was the Baditchever, he was a Melech Yosha on Klal Yisrael. But Al Kaponim, to take off shoes and to wear tefillin, I thought, L'chayre, perhaps it's not too proper. Is Tiratzi La'atzmi, Tachsachmir would be very meduyik. The Gemara says, Matirin Hatoras Minol. He's untying the shoe. Now, Bizman Chazal, the Ritzuas of the shoe were on the regal, not on the Goiva HaRegel. That's like a Chalitza shoe. So, those Ritzuas, there's no Tume or Ruach or whatsoever. A shoe, there's a Ruach of a person touches a shoe. But could be the Ritzuas that are on the Goiva HaRegel, there is nothing to do with the shoe. So Memele, so could be there's no problem whatsoever. But interessant, I found the Ma'as of Kol HaMachnes on Hilchus Tefillin says as follows. It's brought down in Hilchus Tefillin, Siman Mem Gimel Sif Tes, Muta L'Roifei Likach Ovid Shal Mei Raglayim B'Yodoy U'Tefillin B'Roishoy U'Bal Nefesh Yachme Al Atzmai. So this is speaking about, it's a very interesting case, it seems the doctors in those days used to test the urine also, so, but a doctor wore tefillin, I mean, a doctor in, doctor her, but he wore tefillin. So he's allowed to test the urine of a patient, likach ovid shomei aglayim b'yodai, u'tefillin b'roishe. It's mutter. But the Mechaber says, u'bal nefesh yachme al atzmai. So now we have a shtikel ha'or over here. I mean, if we won't say the way I said that the shoes are the b'chad is no problem. So lochere, we're talking about a Talmud l'rabbi. He's a bal nefesh also mistamech. I mean, says he should do this. He could do this. I mean, where's the bal nefesh? So lemaisa, I found the massive kol ha'machna says on this halacha. Ayim b'yiradeye, simen reish men beisif yutes, which brought down this halacha, that the Talmud the Rabbi, the mutter lach leitz minol afshe tefillin b'roishe. So he brings a ray from this gemara that this is better than that. And ovid shomei reglayin, there's a din bal nefesh yachmer atzasmai. But a Torah saminol is better.